This is episode 281 of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey guys, how are you? Hope everybody is doing awesome today on as you tune in to episode 281 here. And, you know, I got so much positive, overwhelming feedback on the last couple Q&A episodes, specifically episode 279, where, you know, I really kind of dove into my notes that I have taken at some events and some, you know, different high level things that I attended in the last 3 to 6 months. And I just shared, you know, some of the ones that really jumped out at me, and I got really good feedback on that. So what I wanted to do was kind of continue going down that road and answer the question, hey, what are some of the takeaways? What are some of the things that have jumped out at you that you are moving forward and pushing forward in your business? And these are things that you can kind of take with and run with yourself. And so definitely want to encourage you to plug into that episode. Go to flipempire.com/episode279. And just really quick, I talked about some of the questions and questions to ask yourself, things to consider as far as, you know, how can you make the business easy, lucrative, and fun, otherwise known as ELF is the acronym. You know, asking your team, hey, what are we doing? What are we not doing that we should be doing? Talking about doing weekly lead audit reviews, and, you know, do the conversations that your team members are having with sellers, are those matching the core values and the culture? We talked about mediocre players and how that can drag your business down, and a couple other things. So make sure that you check out that episode. I think you're going to like it. And on this episode, I want to talk about two topics. And again, this isn't going to be a, you know, super long podcast. Generally, these are 10 to 15 minutes, but I want to talk to you about just a couple things that resonated with me in my notes as far as leadership and as far as hiring. All right. This is an area I've really been focused on over the course of the last year, because as the market changes, as I strive to become a better visionary, better CEO, better leader of my team, I want to learn from the greats. You know, it's not about reinventing the wheel. It's about plugging into great leaders and learning from them. So as far as leadership is concerned, you know, it starts with you. You know, it starts with you as the visionary and setting the tone, being the example, setting the expectation and the standard, and then encouraging your team to follow in your direction. But you also want to strive to allow them to be the best version of themselves. That's why I'm a big advocate of coaching, and not just you getting coaching, but coaching your people. You know, our team, every quarter, we do a presentation on a book we've read in the personal development arena, and we present to each other. You know, so I'm always pushing the envelope, and how can we be better leaders? How can I encourage my team to voice their thoughts, their opinions, and empower them to be the best leaders they can be? But first, that starts with you being the best leader you can be, being the best example. And by the way, the second half of this podcast, I'm going to talk about hiring. Being, you know, by you being the best version of yourself and being the best leader you can be, you're going to attract the right people into your business, and you're going to hopefully attract top talent if you're really focusing on this area and you're becoming a better version of yourself essentially every single day. So, you know, along similar lines, you know, you have to believe in your people, because if you don't believe in them, 9 out of 10 times, they're just not the right fit. Or maybe they're not in the right role. They're not in the right seat. But you got to believe in your people. And this is something that has challenged me, you know, in the last year or so, is in one particular example. So you have to have confidence in your people, you know, and you got to pour into them. You got to invest in them. You got to coach them up. And if that doesn't change your belief and your confidence in them, then it's time to make a move. You know, whatever that might look like. And, you know, one of the things that in my notes that I highlighted and I kind of circled a bunch of times is, ask yourself, would you enthusiastically rehire your current people? You know, so look at your staff, look at your team members, look at your employees. Ask yourself, would I enthusiastically rehire these people right now knowing what I know? If the answer is no, that's a red flag and it's something to really consider and ponder and think about. Okay. Also, I put here, I highlighted, leaders speak in declarations. Okay. When you hear like the Vince Lombardis of the world, right? Coach of the Packers that I believe led them to the first Super Bowl. You know, you think about just some of the great leaders of our time. Listen to their speeches. Just YouTube, any great leader. Listen to them speak. They speak in declarations. They speak with confidence. They speak with conviction. It's not half-assed. It's not like, well, if kind of like leaders speak in declaration. And when you can do it and when you can do it convincingly and with confidence, not just like BS, your team is going to follow. And it's infectious. It's contagious. So make sure that you speak in declarations. You know, I kind of alluded to this earlier, but I think the quality of a leader is reflected in the standards they set for themselves. You know, so what type of expectations, what type of standards are you setting for yourself and for your team? Are you setting the tone on a daily, weekly, monthly basis? You know, when things aren't going well, what are you doing to pick them up? You know, is it starting with you? Because I'm telling you, the energy wears on people, whether it's good energy or bad energy. You know, it wears on people. So make sure that you got a good energy about yourself and that you are speaking in declarations and that you're setting the right expectation example, setting the right standard expectation and that you're being the example. And you gotta get buy-in from the team. When you set a target, when you set a goal, when you create your core values and your purpose, it can't just be about generating revenue and making money, because that's only going to last so long. You know, what type of impact, you know, it's got to be about something more than that. You know, there was one example about a company in Mexico that they manufacture, like, I think silverware and cups and stuff like that. And the moment that they changed the goal from generating a certain amount of revenue to focusing on the purpose, which was about, it was something along the lines of, you know, for each family to be present while they're with each other breaking bread or something along those lines, that became the focus, that became the purpose that inspired and motivated people. And I'm kind of butchering what the purpose was, but it was along those lines. It was about creating memories and being with each other when you're with family at the dinner table breaking bread, right? Because they were using their products, their utensils, etc. So it's got to be, think about, what's the purpose of your business? Is it really you know, hitting your team members between the eyes? Or is there buy-in? Do they resonate with it? So as far as leadership, those are some of my thoughts, some of the things that jumped out. And I really encourage you to just pick up books on leadership, read biographies, people that you consider to be great leaders, plug into their mindset and what made them great leaders. And now kind of, you know, pivoting towards hiring. There's a book out there called Top Grading. You want to read that book, read Top Grading. There's something in there about the 4-hour interview, you know, and there's examples that, you know, you think, well, 4-hour interview, there's things that you can discover over the course of a 4-hour interview that you would never discover in a 30-minute or 1-hour interview. So read that book, Top Grading. It's a really, really good framework for, you know, from which to hire from. You know, it also talks about the cultural interview, which is having your team members essentially interview the people that you're thinking of bringing on, making sure that they're the right fit for the culture of your business. You know, and then as far as hiring high level people on your team, like people on your leadership team, like a COO, a chief operating officer, otherwise known as an integrator, if you're familiar with EOS and the book Traction, you know, that's one of my focuses, is by the end of this year to find the right COO to bring onto our team. So, you know, incidentally, if you're listening to this and that's something that kind of intrigues you and you're here in the South Florida area, reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. I'd love to have a conversation. I throw that out there because you just never know who's listening. Or if you have somebody that you think could be the right fit to be, you know, the number two here and run things, please reach out to me, because that's, you know, one of the key hires that I'm focusing on this year. But, you know, one of the suggestions from a very, very well-known thought leader in the space of just he's an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, leader, author. He talked about if you're looking for a number two, you're looking for a COO or an integrator, create a list of everybody that you trust. Trust being the operative word, and call them. You know, and just plant seeds with people. Let them know what you're looking for, and you never know. You just never know where that conversation can lead. And even if it doesn't lead to anywhere right now, who knows if in 6, 9, 12, 18 months, it does lead to something, right? So always look for talent. Always look for quality people that fit the DNA of your company. And if they're not available, ask them, hey, who do you trust? You know, that you think might be interested, that fits the mold of what we're looking for. Tell them about your business, what your company, what your purpose is. And where you guys are going. And, you know, something that I wrote down here that I want to share with you is if you get the right person on the front line of your business, it essentially eliminates you having to deal with any type of departmental issues, because that's their responsibility and making sure that, you know, things are moving forward in each department in the business. And then lastly, when it comes, guys, to attracting and hiring salespeople, so whether you're looking for an acquisitions manager, whether you're looking for a dispositions manager, think about offering a base salary, because the more people I talk to, if you're just trying to go off of commission only, you may find the right person, but it's significantly more difficult. I think to attract top-notch quality salespeople, I'm kind of coming around to the fact that maybe it makes sense to offer a small base salary of $30,000, $36,000, $40,000 a year, and tied with some sort of commission, whether it's, you know, 10% of the gross or net profit. Just it depends on what makes sense for your business. But think about doing a combination of a base salary plus commission, you know, and just know that if you're going to go that route, you know, you need to give yourself a certain time frame. If this person's not up and running within 6 months, you're going to have to make a tough decision and move in a quick direction, move in a different direction, essentially fire them if you're doing that. So there's so many different comp packages and structures out there. I mean, you could do a draw against salary, a draw against commission. You know, if you don't want to offer a salary, you could alter the percentage and do like an incentive, and you can incentivize them in a ladder based on production. I mean, there's so many different things you can do, but just wanted to let you know, if you're looking for a salesperson and you're having trouble finding the right one and you're just offering, it's just 100% commission only, think about maybe considering offering a base. And, you know, the immediate thought might be, well, hey, I can't afford that. You know, well, can ask yourself, can you afford not to have the right person? Because the right person will 3 to 5, maybe 3 to 10x what you're currently doing if you have the right salesperson on your team. So think about that. Anyway, that's what I got for you guys today. I'm looking forward to, I am actually, let me see, when is this? I'm actually going to be in Guatemala, guys. I'm sorry, tomorrow is when I leave to Guatemala. We're going on a mission trip with my buddy Steve Cavanaugh, who I've had on the show before, Eric Stark, and a handful of others. We're going to Antigua, Guatemala. We're going to be doing some mission work out there. It's my first time in Guatemala. Super, super excited and pumped about that. Just giving back and helping people out there in their community. So I'm really looking forward to coming back here and kind of sharing my experience, sharing my thoughts with you. And that's what I got for you. So make sure to plug into my social media on Instagram and Facebook. You'll probably see some pictures and some video. And other than that, guys, I'm looking forward to the next podcast episode. Talk to you soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.